New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says six people were killed when a Metro-North train struck an SUV on the tracks last night in the Westchester hamlet of Valhalla. That's fewer than initial reports that said seven had died. He also says 15 people are injured. WNYC's Kate Hines joins us now with more. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So what do we know so far about this incident?
As you've been saying, it appears that a Jeep was on the tracks at an at-grade crossing. When the car was stuck, the train struck it, pushing the Jeep about 10 train lengths down the track. The Jeep and the first car of the train then caught on fire, and the force of that explosion caused the third rail of the track, this is the electrified portion of the rail, to actually go through the front train car.
One eyewitness spoke to Fox 5 last night about what he saw.
She looked a little confused, gets back in the car, and pulls forward. And she was probably 15 feet from the tracks. The front of the car was right at the track line. But when she pulled forward, she pulled right in front of the train.
Do we know why she was on the track and what might have happened with the crossing gates?
No, we don't yet. At-grade crossings are places where there's a lot of possibility for car-train collisions. There have been literally hundreds every year, and I think something like 238 people were killed in similar collisions across the country last year. But it's too early to tell right now whether the gates were functioning and the signals were properly working. This is something that the NTSB is obviously going to be looking very closely at.
And unfortunately, this is just the latest in a troubling string of incidents involving Metro-North.
Yeah, it's been a couple of bad years for them, starting really in May 2013 when two trains collided in Bridgeport. In the months following that, two train workers were killed in separate incidents. But then, of course, the worst of all happened in December of 2013 in the derailment in the Bronx, which killed four people. That train had been speeding excessively. Until last night's crash, the Bronx derailment had been the deadliest Metro-North crash in agency history.
So what steps has Metro-North taken since that terrible derailment in the Bronx?
Right. That derailment brought a ton of scrutiny to the agency and regime change. There, a new president was put in place last year, and he took a long look at the agency, as did the Federal Railroad Administration, the National Transportation Safety Board, and said that Metro-North had prioritized on-time performance over safety, and that was going to change. Metro-North began making sure that track workers had enough time to make necessary repairs. They did a lot of employee education. They have upgraded signals. You know, they have made literally dozens and dozens of changes. And the NTSB had a press conference with Metro-North last October and said that the agency had made a lot of progress in improving its safety culture. So last night is a real setback.
WNYC's Kate Hines. Thanks so much, Kate.
Thank you.